Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Yesterday, I shared a passage of scripture from the book of Micah, the second chapter, verse 8, where the Lord has a complaint against His people. Even of late, my people is risen as an enemy. And while that might be a startling or shocking statement, that question of the Lord, even though it was addressed to natural Israel, His word applies to every heart and every generation or every culture. It doesn't matter where we are or what age in which we live, whether it was the Middle Ages or the 21st century, God's word still applies. It has application. It has significance and meaning. And so, beloved, we have to ask ourselves, is it possible for us also to be an enemy to the Lord? Are we friends or enemies? And we become enemies, just as ancient Israel did, by turning aside, by seeking other gods, other interests, placing other things before the worship and service of our Lord. Basically, it's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's all about relationship. It's all about how much He loves you and I. And he is hurt, He is grieved when we don't respond in the same way. Beloved, we are made in the image and likeness of God. What we may not fully understand all that means. We know God is spirit. We have a physical body. He's created us to have our spirit dwell in that physical body. But in the realm of the emotions, our intellect is just in a very small, fragmented way. Something like the divine intelligence of God, which knows He's omniscient, He knows everything, past, present, future, nothing is hid from Him. In Him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and understanding. But in very finite ways, we are fashioned as the Lord. And so just as we are capable of being hurt in our relationships, so God can be hurt in how we deal with Him. Or how we respect Him, how we love Him, how we care about Him, how we care about His feelings. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, many want the blessings of God, the prosperity of God, His favor and goodness manifested in their lives, but they don't want the responsibility that comes with being a child of God, a mature child of God. Many don't walk in communion with Him. Many are not diligent in His service. They're not careful in their obedience to Him. They're not consecrated to God's cause. If we would, seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, everything else would be added to us. Jesus has made it so simple for us. It's man that has made it complicated with our theologies of what we think God is saying. James 4:4 tells us that worldliness is a rival for your heart. To be a friend of the world and to allow yourself to be wooed away from your Lord is to be an enemy of God. I mean, that's New Testament, beloved. That's what the Lord tells us in His Word. And we have a choice. We are either going to do and allow our lives to be a pleasing aroma and sacrifice to Him, or we will rebel in stubbornness and our own iniquity. James 4:4, he tells us to draw nigh to Him, but He says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Beloved, we cannot serve two masters. Worldliness is a rival for your heart. To be a friend of the world allows us to be wooed away from the Lord. The friendship of the world is enmity with God, as I just read. Unbelief is an accusation against God. Think about that. Unbelief is an accusation against His honor, His veracity, His immutability. And you know, you might never have thought about it that way, beloved. The Christians disbelieve God's word when they will not accept His promises and claim their victory. They're basically calling God a liar. There are many who stand in pulpits or teach Sunday school classes or perhaps have home Bible studies, and they may be teaching heresies directly denying God's word. The whole word of God, rightly divided, is, if they don't do that, they're actually fighting against the truth. Whenever a church, whenever a minister opposes the word of God, and many do this without knowing it because they won't preach or teach the whole word, or else they deliberately doing it, saying that the revealed word of God, what is printed in the Bible, is really not fully relevant for today. They all come under God's searching gaze. They become enemies to God. Unholy, unbelieving professors of Christianity are, par excellence, the best of their kind. They're the enemies of the cross. The Apostle Paul said that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. And he didn't say this boastfully or gladly, but the scripture states that God's apostles was weeping. There's so much that hurts the heart of God. Lukewarmness, unbelief, it sickens God. Do you remember what Revelation 3:16 Jesus said? He said, "So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And knowest thou not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked?" Professors of Christianity are imitators. You can't be a Christian by being an imitation. You're either a genuine follower and partaker of Jesus Christ, or you're a fake. And the devil wants to make Christians nothing more than cheap imitations. But God says, "I will make you my children, my people." All creation is groaning and travailing, waiting, beloved, for the manifestation of the sons of God. Beloved, God wants you to abide in peace. And how do you do that? By yielding to His Spirit. Reconsecrate your life to Him. Call on Him to give you His ability to live above sin. He would never, never ask you to do something that was impossible. You can't do it in your own strength, but in Him, in Christ, you can do all things. Isn't that a familiar passage? Isn't that what Paul said? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. His strength is made strong in your weakness. It's made strong in you when you turn your weaknesses over to Him. A famous writer stated once that Pharmaces, the son of Mithridates, the king of Pontus, sent a crown to Caesar. At the same time, he was in rebellion against him. What did Caesar do? This was a natural king. Caesar refused the present, saying, "Let him first lay down his rebellion, and then I will receive his crown." Beloved, we can hurt the heart of God by our unbelief, by our choosing to walk in our own way, by our steadfast unwillingness to take up our cross, to yield ourselves. Yes, there is some sacrifice that is involved. There's the sacrifice of praise, of worshiping God when we don't feel like it. There's apologizing when we'd rather not do it. There's doing the thing that's right when it'd be more convenient to do the carnal thing. All those involve laying down our lives and taking up our cross. But these are the things that please the Lord. And these are the things that show we really love God. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. There are many who set a crown of glory upon the head of Christ in wordy professions, and yet they at the same time can plant a crown of thorns upon his head by disobedience and unbelief. Oh, I trust none of you want to bring hurt and sorrow to the heart of the Lord. It's an evil thing and a bitter experience to forsake the Lord God. Multitudes of Christians have forsaken the Lord because of sin. Oh, perhaps not breaking the Ten Commandments, but in the sin of disobedience and unbelief. And they don't even know it. They don't allow the Holy Spirit to speak. He's speaking to their hearts, but they just are turning a deaf ear. And of course, that's why they never seem to get the victory in their lives. Shakespeare once wrote these words, "Blow, blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. Thy tooth is not so keen because thou art not seen, although thy breath be rude. Freeze, freeze, thou bitter sky, thou dost not bite so nigh as benefits forgot. The more the waters warp, thy sting is not so sharp as friend remembered not." Let's go to prayer. Father, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for the times that we have grieved your spirit, the times we've forsaken you and chosen to walk in our own way. Father, we repent. And we repent, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who are walking in ignorance and self-will. We ask, Lord, that the precious Holy Spirit will convict us and cause us, Lord, to repent of sin and wrongdoing, that we can instead bring joy to your heart. That's our desire, Lord. For anyone who loves wants to bring joy to the heart of their beloved. Help us to do that, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We repent and turn from all wickedness and evil. And Lord, we ask and believe you for your grace to live a life that will bring joy and blessing to your heart. That's why we want to live, Lord. Help us to be the blessing to your heart that you desire, and in doing so, being a blessing to many others. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I haven't much more to say except that I love you. I pray for you every day. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.